mi sueño logré. Por ahí se dice. Game one of the championship season. And it is great to be back home, folks.
Our playlist today is a selection of walk-up songs from your Milwaukee Brewers. You can access it by texting playlist, all one word, to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Greg Pancake Hill produces the program.
Now, who is that, Grego?
Angel Zerpa's walk-up song.
Angel Zerpa. Excellent. Brewers and White Sox, opening day at American Family Field.
Happening today.
We're now inside 5 hours from first pitch. Packers quarterback Jordan Love and Olympic champion Jordan Stoltz throwing out the first pitches of the ceremonial variety. And Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger is live with us from the dugout
what
at American
would be
Family Field.
His walk-up song, we wonder.
Oh, good, Rick.
Oh, that's easy. Help by the Beatles.
In every way, how can you help me help you have a great experience?
It would not be pretty, folks. It would not be pretty.
Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for your Milwaukee Brewers. First things first, Rick, a lot of stuff I want to talk with you about on this opening day. Happy New Year to you. The TV deal is all set. We know where folks can find the Brewers on TV starting today. Well, we know we're on Fox 6 today, which is fine, local broadcast.
Yeah, we thought we might want to tell fans what channels to watch. Yes. We figured we'd get that out there as early as possible. So here we are the morning of opening day, and channels have been released. And we appreciate everybody's patience. This was not in our control, and Major League Baseball had to work with the various distributors and DirecTV to get the channel set. And we're excited to have these games on the air. They'll be on the air. They'll be on cable, on satellite, and streaming through Brewers.tv. And, of course, you can always listen to 162 games on WTMJ Radio.
Yes, sir.
Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger is live with us. If you're streaming on YouTube and just search 620 WTMJ on YouTube, you can see Rick. He's joining us live from the dugout this morning at American Family Field. Rick, I had this thought because you had, was it a week, 2 weeks ago, just the World Baseball Classic wrapping up, and a number of our esteemed Brewers were a part of that team and the finale. You had William Contreras, Jackson Churio, the aforementioned Angel Zerpa playing for Team Venezuela, and Bryce Terang for the Brewers. And they will all be honored today in some form at the ballpark, yeah?
Yeah, so it was, you know, a fantastic tournament. And, you know, we should have won, but hats off to Venezuela.
Yes.
Great. And, yeah, it was interesting to see, you know, your sort of mixed emotions because you're rooting for the U.S., but you also want to root for the Brewers playing for the other countries. And it was just great fun. And, you know, I think Zerpa pitched every day, so hopefully he's gotten a rest between now and today. But it was fun to see how them perform at such a high level on an international stage.
If you were to put a percentage on it for odds, Rick, what are the odds Major League Baseball players are participating in the Olympics in 2 years?
Well, let me put it this way. There is certainly a broad consensus among the clubs and among the players that they want to participate. I mean, if you saw, you know, what the reaction was to the, you know, the NHL in the Olympics, what you saw to the World Baseball Classic, I mean, this is an amazing opportunity for us to showcase the best baseball players in the world on a stage as big as the Olympic stage. And again, it requires negotiations. There's, you know, things to work out on scheduling, on insurance. You know, it's not as simple as, okay, let's play. And you know, obviously, there are a lot of rules in relating to the Olympics. But for me, you know, I'm certainly in favor of it. You know, it's our home turf, and the players want to play. And I think it would be an amazing opportunity to see the best players in the world perform in the Olympic venue.
Rick Schlesinger is with us from the Brewers live in the dugout this morning. Rick, in terms of the fan experience, how we're going to see and feel it in the ballpark, do you have a sense of how the challenges for the balls and strikes calls at the plate will go with this new automated system? Like, what's that going to feel like for fans?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fans are going to like it. It's a very limited challenge system. So, you know, each team only gets two challenges for the entire game. And, of course, if they are successful, they keep the challenge. But, you know, it's going to be very strategic when the players decide when to challenge. You don't want to challenge it, you know, in a non-leveraged situation. So, you know, clearly the players are going to be very strategic and very limited. And I think we'll show on the scoreboard the ball as it crosses the plate. The fans will get a sense really quickly what the ABS is looking at. But, yeah, I think the interesting thing for me is the players learning when the right time is to call for the challenge.
Yeah, the strategy.
Yeah, Murph will let them know in a hurry if it wasn't the right time.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the only people who can do it are the pitcher, the catcher, and the batter. So you cannot get any help from the manager or the dugout or from the fans, and it's got to be instant. So, you know, pressure's on the player to pick the right spot. And you're right, if he picks the wrong spot and he's right, they'll forgive him. If he picks the wrong spot and he's wrong, you know, he'll get the stink eye from the rest of the team.
Different conversation.
Do you have DOT on speed dial on your phone? Are you going to be calling them whenever you think you need to?
Yeah, they've been really helpful. And obviously, one thing people in Wisconsin know is when it's summer, it's road construction, right? I mean, this is sort of what we do. It's part of a season. And people are going to be patient, and it's going to take a little bit longer to get to the ballpark, a little bit longer to leave the ballpark. What we're trying to do is give fans all the available routes to make it as, you know, painless as possible. But there's going to be some pinch points. The reality is the construction of the freeway is necessary. It's long overdue. There's no shortcut to it. You know, I can't build a monorail system overnight to get fans here. And I think fans will appreciate and understand. And like we do with the Marquette Interchange and the Sooner Change projects, fans find their own routes and they get here. So, you know, the irony, Vinny, is that the worst traffic day for Brewers fans will probably be today, just because 44,000 people here, and it's, you know, the game ends when rush hour begins. So I just hope people are patient, and hey, they can listen to the post game show on the radio while they're in the car waiting to get onto the traffic.
Well, and give it a beat, right? Hang out and be patient. Important to mention also, Rick, and we go through this at the front end of every season. Everybody gets excited for opening day. That's great. But if you're not in the house today and you want to see Brewers baseball, there's room for you tomorrow and Sunday. And, in fact, the homestand continues into early next week with Tampa coming to town.
Yeah, if you come tomorrow, you'll be not seeing a game because we're off. But
Saturday. Yeah. Is it not Friday today?
Come tomorrow. I'm welcome to come to the store.
Plenty of room for you.
Yeah, for Saturday, tickets going really well. We should be near a sellout. Sunday, good crowds. And then Tampa Bay wrap series Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we're back on the road. So, yeah, there's 80 other games. Tickets are selling really well. I'm really excited about the reaction from our fans. You would expect ticket sales to be strong after the successful 2025 season and optimism going into 2026. But I can tell you, to the coaches and the players and everybody here in the front office, you know, as much as we enjoyed 2025, we're all focused in 26 and raring to go.
Look forward to talking to you through the season, Rick. Thanks
so
much.
Happy opening day.
Happy opening day. Thanks for having me on, guys.
That's the Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us from American Family Field.